As you no doubt know, gas prices have fallen sharply in recent weeks. According to AAA, the average price of a gallon of regular was $3.52 in late July. Now, less than 3 months later, it's $3.12. For more, we are joined now by Isaac Arnsdorf. He is an energy and commodities reporter with Bloomberg News. So we've seen a decline a lot, and sometimes there's a lag between the price of oil and the price of gas. So are we likely to see the price of gas go lower?
It could continue to tick down a little bit. We are seeing oil prices start to stabilize significantly lower than they were this summer. But it depends sort of where oil goes from now, if oil continues to its free fall, really, or finds a floor around $80 a barrel.
And is it likely to last? I mean, there's so many different factors that are pushing it down.
Absolutely. We've got very soft demand globally and expanding supply from the U.S. Really all eyes are on OPEC now to see if they cut back supply or continue to add supply and let prices continue to fall.
Okay. And there were some comments made by the IMF in Saudi Arabia earlier this week about what's good and what's bad for Saudi Arabia. What's that price point? What's that all about?
Well, the IMF estimates that Saudi Arabia needs about $83 a barrel to break even on its budget. But Saudi Arabia has a lot of currency reserves and very good credit. They've run deficits before, and they could withstand it for some time. So lower prices, while it would reduce Saudi Arabia's income, it would actually probably hurt some of their big rivals more, like Iran or Russia. So, you know, analysts are sort of split. Is OPEC just not hanging together? Or there's a camp that thinks maybe Saudi Arabia is all right with the prices being lower.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the upside here? I mean, when prices fall at the pump, consumers in the United States actually feel better about it because they're paying less at the gas station. But what are kind of the economic ripple effects when there are low gas prices?
Absolutely. This is about the equivalent of a $500 or $600 tax cut for every household. And that's money that is probably going to get spent basically right away because so many Americans live paycheck to paycheck and spend everything in their pockets. So anything that they're saving on fuel, that's money that's going to go right into the economy and into consumer spending. And that'll happen pretty quickly. And the economic effect of that could be about 0.4% of GDP growth.
Wow. How does that ripple into, for example, the holiday shopping season? Or is that more money in the pocket that can have, you know, that we can start spending on toys and gifts, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, the other interesting thing about gas prices is it's often been noted that it's really peculiar the way we buy it. We sit there and we watch the dollars roll by. So, you know, even more than the actual effect on income is this psychological effect on consumer confidence, because we really notice when those prices move around as we watch them go by.
Okay, so to recap, the big reasons are that China is perhaps demanding less oil, and
absolutely,
at the same time that the U.S. is creating more natural gas and oil reserves, or how?
Yeah, so the U.S. is producing a lot more oil domestically, importing a lot less, which makes a lot more oil available on the world market to go to Asia. But China is not importing, or the growth is slowing down there. Also, in developing countries, cars are getting more efficient and people are driving less. So demand globally is growing at the slowest pace since 2009. And 2009 was obviously a very weak year. And at the same time, there's all this supply coming on from the U.S. and elsewhere. So that's why we've seen prices take such a nosedive.
Okay, Isaac Arnsdorf from Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.